Hey podcasters, Claresy, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's Catch Up, Perth's biggest germaphobe.
We celebrate World Emoji Day.
Coles Minis are back in town and we find out what song sums up your life.
Faceplant.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5.
Be careful what you touch because there could be germs on it, folks.
Oh, this is that footage, right, of the person on the plane?
Oh, it keeps coming up on TV and social media. Okay, every time I turn around, I see this footage.
Okay, explain the footage.
Okay, so when you're on an aircraft and, you know, sometimes you're on that seat where you've got a wall in front of you, basically. I think sometimes it's for the galley kitchen or whatnot.
Or a toilet or something.
You get
a little extra leg room.
Love that spot.
And so your screen is directly in front of you on the wall in front of you.
So it's not going to be on a seat that moves back, which is really cool.
Yeah, right. Okay. So you'd have to lean forward and scroll through your touch screen. Yep. Or, as this person has done, use their bare feet to change their touchscreen TV. Ugh.
The screen is on the wall and they have got their feet up on the wall either side of the screen.
Right.
And then they're just using their right foot now and then to just scroll across the screen on the touchscreen.
Quite dexterous, I have to say.
Using the toe like as though you had a remote.
As if it were an index finger.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, I did ask you guys, are feet really any less clean than hands?
I feel like feet are grosser than hands, but mainly because hands, I know that we have lots of bacteria all the time on our hands, but it's like we're all using that same sort of bacteria. We must have some sort of immunity to it.
Yes.
I don't know if I want to deal with someone's athlete's foot when I'm using an iPad screen on a plane.
I'm not someone who has tinea, but I do have sweaty feet in socks.
Okay.
So it grosses me out a bit.
Okay. Mm. Well, it's grossed a few people out. Yeah. Darren Hinch has seen it and replied posted on Twitter saying that he's got a friend who always wraps the hotel remote control for the TV in a plastic bag.
He doesn't think they've been wiped down after the last use.
Full germaphobe on that.
Yeah, sometimes you do. Just some environments make you go germaphobe. Like I turn super, I mean, you know I am anyway, but I turn super germaphobe on an escalator. There is no way I am holding on to those rails. I don't care if I fall face down 40 stairs. I'm not touching the escalator.
You don't want to be one of thousands who've touched those this
month? No way, no day.
Okay.
Really?
Nah, gross. Okay. Gross.
I must admit, you know the stainless steel pad on a toilet door, public toilet door?
Yeah.
I generally won't open the door doing that, but I'm taller, so I can just go a little bit higher.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's probably germaphobe, isn't
it? I'll shoulder the door if I can.
Oh, yeah.
Or elbow the door.
So you've got a filthy shoulder.
I've got a filthy shoulder.
No more hugs for you when Man U score tonight.
Sometimes it just kicks in. Paulie, have you got a time where you just go full germaphobe, like an environment where you suddenly find yourself freaking out?
Don't care.
No, you're all good.
Yeah,
no,
you're cool.
Nothing worries me. No.
Actually, I should point out that the only time I do go full germaphobe is when I go to Captain Paul's place.
Oh, yeah, because he doesn't care. It's alive. Yeah.
No, there are people. It just happens to you. Give us a call, 133353. When do you go full germaphobe? What's the moment that just panics you?
Are you the opposite? Oh, Captain Pooh hands in here.
The Big Breakfast with Claresy, Matt and Kimber.
Be careful when you touch the toilet door, the remote, whatever it might be, that others have had their mitts on.
Germs.
We've seen footage of someone using on the plane, the on-plane entertainment, the screen
touch
entertainment
screen,
there, touch screen.
Footage of the footage.
Using their feet. Just using their big toe to activate the screen instead of their index finger.
It didn't look good.
It's gross. And we want to know, when do you go full germaphobe? Claudia's in Thornley. Claudia, when do you start to freak out about the germs?
Basically, when I'm in Bali, the minute I land.
Really?
Oh, really?
What panics you about it?
What freaks you out about it, Claudia?
Oh, it's just humans can be disgusting. It's just revolting the way they live, unfortunately.
Is it in roadside drains, that something like that, is it, Claudia? Or?
Everything about Bali.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Maybe stop going.
I love it because I just love the atmosphere, but I have to take hand sanitizers, wet wipes, tissues, you name it. Oh. Most of my luggage has got hand sanitizer, tissues, wet wipes, you name it.
Mm. Well, Claudia, I can guarantee you that the men's urinal at any sporting ground in Australia is just as bad as anything you'll find in Bali.
By quarter time.
Being in the women's, they can be just as
well, there you go.
Yeah,
yes.
Right, yeah. Well, I hope you're talking to us with a mask on, Claudia, because we're pretty gross.
Thanks, Claudia.
Tanya's in Hocking. Tanya, when do you go full germaphobe?
I go full germaphobe in shopping centres.
Okay.
All right.
wipe down trolleys with hand sanitizer, Dettol wipes. If a basket, wipe that down.
Yep.
Do all that. Use my own bags as we do now. But when I get home, I wipe down all the tins. I wash all the fruit and veggies. Wash my hands, pack them away in the fridge and cupboard, knowing they're clean. They're clean. They're not going to spread the germs any further.
Wow. How often do you get sick in a year, Tanya?
Oh, very rarely. Very rarely.
Mm. Works for you. Hey, Tanya, what about the buttons in a lift? Because they've been pressed by many, many fingers.
I don't tend to take the lift. I take the stairs.
I use my elbow or my knuckle.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
I never touch the button in a lift. I use my knuckles. Is that weird?
No.
Well, you've got germy knuckles.
No. Oh, you've just completely freaked Tanya out now.
The elevator.
Yeah.
But you actually wipe your groceries down, Tanya, when you get home.
I do. I wipe down all the tins and, tuck them all away.
Well, I mean, they say that you know, hand cleanliness is the real key to stopping spreading germs. Mm-hmm. So, well done.
Thanks, Tanya.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Yeah, a nice clean day.
Yeah. Actually, there's a few there that have been brought up today that I hadn't thought of. And Kimber, you said about you can get the wipes in the shopping centres now.
Oh, you can.
In a supermarket.
Yeah, near the trolleys, there's plenty of places that provide that to wipe down your trolley.
Yeah, oh, God, call who can be bothered?
Let's go to Balcata.
Me?
Hey, Rebecca, when do you go full germaphobe?
Airport.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
As soon as I step in.
Yep.
I make sure, like, my bag, my handbag, nothing touches the floor. Everything needs to stay on top of my wheelie suitcase.
Yep.
Okay.
And if I see anybody sleeping, I need to walk away from them if they're on the floor. I freak out completely.
Isn't it funny? Like, you're like, oh, I'm an ordinary person by day until I get to the airport.
Germaphobe.
And then I'm a different person.
Yep.
Put on your germaphobe.
The bathroom completely.
Yep.
Oh, I can't even touch the door. I need to get a piece of paper. As bad as this is, open the door and then drop the piece of paper behind the door.
I'm surprised you would use an airport toilet, Beck.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
It's either that or the plane.
I can relate to that because I'm not a germaphobe, but I do, when I'm at an airport, I'm super anxious about not getting sick at that moment because I'm about to go on holiday.
Yeah,
do you turn the vents
flight.
Off on the plane? No. I turn the vents off because I don't want to breathe
full
anyone
bore.
Else's air.
Full bore, breathe it in.
Yeah. Hey, Rebecca, thanks for joining us this morning.
But thank you.
Wipe your phone down once you've spoken to us.
I'm starting to wonder how I get through life.
I
don't even know.
Well, I put you in a bubble. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. And if you're feeling hot and cold, it could be because you've picked up some germs from somewhere. Dirt, we're
working it out. Everyone around there's bugs and germs. Living things in garbage bins.
You're such a jingle guy. You love the jingles, don't you?
I love a jingle.
You remember every lyric.
Yeah, but sometimes you're not a germaphobe. You're just like, you're getting by and it's fine. And then you put yourself into a certain situation and you go, oh, man, this freaks me out.
Yeah.
I can't handle the escalators.
Think, it's almost subconscious. You go, oh, I didn't touch that part of that door.
Yeah.
Why?
Lots of people won't do it. Oh, Anonymous.
Anonymous.
In Hammond Park.
Hello. Okay. Good morning and welcome, Anonymous.
Morning. Mm. I work as a temp.
Okay.
And one place I went to was a little bit grotty in their kitchen and bathroom area, but I went to heat my lunch up in their microwave and it was covered in grease. There was not a white spot on there.
Uh-huh.
I slammed the door, bought my lunch for the next week and went in clean fit mode in my work area. Couldn't stand it.
Oh, yes. That was it. You're done. No more microwave.
Yep.
Refused to go back unless they cleaned the place.
Well, work kitchens can be a truly terrifying place. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, a lot of grots.
Thanks, Anonymous.
Okay.
Anonymous, first-time caller. Well,
long-time germaphobe.
Forever secretive.
Vinca is in Whitby. Vinca, when do you go full germaphobe?
Children's birthday parties.
Oh, yes. Okay. Fair call, yes.
Yeah, they're kids.
Many years ago, I went to a party and my niece's friend double dipped, but it was more than double dip. She would lick her hands and then go back for more, and nobody had told me until afterwards.
Oh.
Now, even at my grandson's birthday on the weekend, I didn't eat anything except what I had cooked as it came out of the oven and the birthday cake which I provided and cut up. I do not eat at children's birthday parties if I can help it.
How old are kids before they realise that whole thing of, like, if you've touched it, you can't put it back?
Oh, 21?
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
50. I was going to say actually around 30 like mine.
Thanks, Vinca.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, oh, I get
bits
that
of
one.
Food everywhere. I get that one. Diane's in Wattle Grove. Diane, when do you go full germaphobe?
Oh, my God. It is shopping centre baby change room.
Oh, yes.
Oh, never seen
they
it myself.
Are so disgusting. You go in. First of all, the stench nearly makes you leave.
Yep. Mm.
So you're dry reaching. I take hospital-grade disinfectant. I wear surgical gloves. I kid you not.
Yeah.
I have a toddler with me as well as a baby.
Mm.
I can see poop on the walls.
Yeah.
It is so vile. Yeah. So I take my own change mat. I do not use theirs. Change baby as quick as I can. Then the toddler wants to use the toilet. Mm. I carry in my bag those paper bits that you put around on the seat.
Mm.
Wow.
So, yeah, I go the whole germaphobe bit and I get out of there as quick as I can. It is putrid.
I'm with you, Diane. When my kids were little, I reckon you could almost take the kid into the men's toilets and change them on the toilet seat there and it'd be cleaner. Sometimes it grosses me out. Yeah.
I hear you.
Oh, this explains why I see so many parents changing their babies in the car park.
Yeah, true.
Like in the back seat of the car or in the boot of the car.
Yeah. That is it. That's the explanation.
We do like to think of ourselves as sort of sophisticated people, but at the end of the day, we're quite animalistic, aren't we?
Pretty basic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Dr. Diane, and your scrubs. Well done.
Thank you.
Wow. Where do you buy those toilet seat covers? That's amazing.
Oh.
She's carrying them around in her handbag.
Oh, we'll get you some for your birthday.
Yeah, absolutely. That's good. We were looking for something.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's the same old JB Hi-Fi voucher.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, don't give her a candle this year.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
And July the 17th can only mean one thing.
It's the 198th day of the year.
That, and it's World Emoji Day.
Welcome to the Loser Lounge, where the emojis who never get used hang out.
Bye, Felicia.
Oh, yes, emojis. Those things that you use on your text messages.
Yep.
Because you can't be bothered delving too deeply into the emotions you're actually feeling.
I love an emoji.
Do you?
I use too many.
You do use a few, I have noticed.
I do, because sometimes I feel like when you just, I text a lot rather than call.
Yes,
and
sure.
When you text, I feel like if you don't throw in the emoji every now and then, it just sounds like you're giving attitude that you're not giving. I think too many things are lost in, the context is lost. So I try to fill it with emojis.
Yeah, I generally just use the winking dude a lot. I use that for almost anything, and it's not great sometimes. It doesn't really work.
Oh, yeah, and we're breaking could be up. Taken the wrong way, absolutely.
We're breaking up, wink. Oh, not great.
Hey, boss, I'll be in at 11, wink.
Wink, yeah. I'm feeling really crook, wink.
Well, I guess, you know, obviously this was created in Japan just before the turn of the millennium, and
right.
It really has become part of our culture.
Oh, it's
now.
A phenomenon, yeah.
In 2015, Oxford Dictionaries named the face with the tears of joy as word of the year.
Oh, really?
So it's now completely part of our language.
Right.
Right.
I think some of them are really cute. I think face palm's great.
Which one's that?
Face palm.
Where you hit yourself in the face.
Yourself in the head. Yeah.
Well, thinking face was the 2018 emoji of the year, and we're now waiting to see what will be, you know, because obviously it's award season.
What
2019's might be.
Add it to the Emmys. I had a little look on my texts because, you know, you've got your frequently used emojis.
Yes.
And they make me feel like I'm doing all right.
Okay, what
because
are yours?
Because my most frequently used ones are all positive. I've got the crying with laughter one that you just mentioned.
Right, yeah.
Kissing, the love heart, and the thumbs up.
Okay. A crying with laughter, did you use the straight face or the one on the end?
Which, a bit of both.
On the diagonal.
Bit of both.
Because that's a bigger laugh, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bigger laugh.
And you know more about this than I was expecting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you know me, mate. I've done this audio kind of world for a long time. So I think of emojis as just transferring from this. So, you know, it's probably easier to do an audio of a cricket.
Yes.
This one's an easy one because you just do win. Yeah. there's this one.
Is that
a trumpeter or something, a little emoji? And this one when we play after Captain Paul's done his joke.
Ah, yes. Well, these are some Western Australian stats.
Yep.
WA finds the pile of poo emoji the most offensive.
Yeah.
Offensive, but it's got cute eyes. And I think it's smiling.
Smiling poo.
Yeah.
Steaming poo.
It's the best type of turd you could get.
Oh, hello.
Quote of the day.
That's only you where to go with that.
In fact, that's quote of the week.
It is done. We are out.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth. for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. The
juice. Oh, you tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Entertainment news aplenty with one Kimber Kale.
The 2019 Emmy Award nominations are out, and no surprise, Game of Thrones is leading the pack with a huge 32 nominations.
It's a big finale, wasn't it?
It's a huge number, but even the fans are actually debating it because people didn't really like the final season. A lot of people thought that it was pretty poorly written, and people have taken to Twitter saying the Game of Thrones series finale got an Emmy nomination for outstanding writing. The Emmys are a joke.
Okay, because it got ahead of the actual story, didn't it? The guy who wrote the book.
Yeah, the guy who wrote the book couldn't write any more books in time, and so they just sort of made the last season up, basically, and it didn't please fans.
No.
Okay. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is on course to make Emmys history. She's won Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series 6 times at the Emmys, and she's taken home 8 statues altogether.
Yep.
And she's up for yet another. Some of the other series that have got a few nominations, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel has got 20 nominations.
What a cute show that is.
And Chernobyl as well has 19, which is this limited series that has come out on Foxtel that everybody's talking about.
Yep.
And Saturday Night Live with 18 noms. So, you know, there's quite a few to mention, but they'll come through obviously in time. But they're all out now and all the same stars are getting another run.
And that will be held at the Microsoft Theatre in downtown LA.
Oh, God, they just, everyone's got a marketing thing on everything, don't they?
By that stage, it might be the Telecom or the Coke Theatre.
Yeah, might be Optus.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, guys, season 3 of 13 Reasons Why is coming to Netflix, and the controversy has been stirring. Mm. Now, this show, if you're not familiar with it, it covers some very difficult issues like depression and suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And season 1 showed Perth actress Catherine Langford in a suicide scene that was very confronting.
Yes.
Hey, it's Hannah. Hannah Baker. Settle in, because I'm about to tell you the story of my life. More specifically, why my life ended.
Wow.
Now, soon after premiering, when that show came out, they faced a lot of backlash because people were saying that scene was too graphic and far more than we needed to see. And a lot of activists and health professionals came forward and said, this really concerns us that we could have teenagers. It's a teenage show.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's designed for teenagers to watch it, and it could have been very confronting and also copycats. And so now the choice has finally been made to edit the scene. So when they return to Netflix now, they'll get a different scene where you don't actually see her in that situation at all. It'll be edited completely. And they said no one scene is more important than the life of the show, and we need to take care of each other. And they still think the messaging of the show is more important than being as graphic as it was.
Okay, so this isn't the new series. This is going back retrospectively and they're changing it.
They're going back before this season comes out and launches.
The retro edit. Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting. And, you know, I mean, it's good. I saw the scene and it was very confronting. Yes. So I can understand why it's been changed.
And the girl from Applecross, Catherine Langford.
Yeah, it's great. And also, too, as always, if anyone, if yourself or anyone that you know needs help, please contact Lifeline on 13 11 14.
Yep.
And also, guys, Baz Luhrmann making a movie about Elvis, and he's found his main man. The film's going to be all about the dirt poor singer story going through to being, you know, superstar,
Elvis.
Amazing. Yeah, exactly. And the actor playing Elvis will be Austin Butler.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good name.
Is he a hunk?
Well, he is a bit hunky.
Shake that pelvis, Elvis.
He's a bit hunky. He's an American actor, a guy who was originally spotted walking around a county fair when he was 13.
Oh, really?
And these acting management company went, hey, do you want to do a bit of background acting work? And then they put him through acting classes, and now he's doing quite well. He's going to be seen later this month opposite Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie in Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yep. And he's on the big screen at the moment alongside Bill Murray and Adam Driver in The Dead Don't Die. So he's come from nowhere.
Hot company, Adam Driver, yeah.
Yeah, right. Not very well known yet, but I dare say this film will also be a big one for him, and they're going to be shooting it in Queensland.
Oh, yeah.
Another good get for us.
And look, I don't know the story, but I'm sure there's an Aussie bloke who's an Elvis impersonator who's going to be playing a couple of bits and pieces.
Not the guy that married Lisa Carrigani.
Oh, really?
She married an Elvis impersonator.
Did she?
She did, yeah.
Yeah, this is going nowhere.
He'll be really
very
disappointed if he didn't get the lead, though, wouldn't he?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he'd be really bummed.
And that's your daily juice.
Elvis has left the building.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
694.5 morning. It is your big breakfast. It's Clancy, Matt and Kimber here. It's just gone 7:51 and the Coles Minis, the new brigade, are out today.
Oy, oy, oy.
New collectibles.
New collectibles.
I saw the ad and I did do a deep sigh.
Yes.
I feel terrible about them releasing these.
Okay, well, obviously the first one was an absolute phenomenon. I mean, kids, they loved it.
Woolies hated it.
Woolies probably hated it, but then they brought out their own ones, didn't they? Vegetables.
Yeah, but nobody loved it more than Coles because in the 3 months that they did the collectible minis campaign, their sales jumped by 5%.
That's a lot.
To $9.84 billion. Yeah. So they made a lot of money out of it. And also at the time when they were trying to get rid of plastic bags, we were just producing more rubbishy plastic.
These are all plastic. Now, this influenced even you were shopping one day, Matt, and you wanted to get a bit more. Is it $30 you had to spend?
Yeah, well, Steppy D, my stepdaughter, was into it. And I did find myself, you know, bumping up to, because I think it was $30 mark that you got one. So, you know, 30, 60, 90, whatever. And if I, you know, thought I might be a bit under, I'd get something that maybe we didn't need.
To get you over the line.
To get me over the line so I could get a one.
Yeah, people do that with the petrol vouchers. But I even bought petrol a few times, and because I'd spent more than 30 to fill my tank up, I'd get handed a Coles Mini last time. And I'd go, no thanks, I'm all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't need it.
It's also, it's weird because this is a strange time. It's actually plastic-free July.
Oh, right.
This month is all about celebrating being plastic-free. They're trying to make that a movement around the world, so no straws when you go out to a pub or whatever. Even things like plastic cups at supermarkets. If you go to the supermarket and they're doing a little trial, you know, and they go taste this thing and they put it in a little cup or a little, they're saying don't use the plastic, just try it for a month. Yep. And so this is a weird time for them to release this as well. I feel like I feel so exploited and yet we all buy into it.
Yeah.
It becomes a phenomenon, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And do they hold some back? Are there fewer of some, because any range of collectibles, aren't there some that are held back and there aren't as many made, so they become more in demand and people really want to keep spending money so that
I know
they end
what
up
you
with
mean.
Those? Because some ended up being, you know, on Gumtree and the like. People selling them for a fair amount, so you get the full set.
Well, perhaps this time it'll be the Bref Power Active Juicy Lemon Toilet Cleaner.
Yeah.
That'll be the one that everyone's searching for.
How about the Primo English Style Ham?
Oh, my God. How much are these companies paying to say, please make us a mini? Please, we want to be in every kid's, like, home kitchen, you know? It's bizarre.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at the list here, and at the end of the day, that is a bloody good shop.
It is a good shop.
you come home with that in your bag, and you've got your Olay Defense Moisturizer.
You
lotion. Have.
Yeah, you got My Dog Meaty Loaf.
Yes.
I might just do a quick tally and find out how much all that would cost you in real life if you didn't buy the mini version.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it would save you money, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you could have all of those items for the same price.
Oh, brilliant. We can recycle it. Eat the plastic.
I mean, look, they are cute. Kids love them.
Of course
and they
are.
Fit perfectly into the blowhole of most of our aquatic animals.
They do. And there's something in that for all of us.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire's Matt and Kimber.
We promised something about the music. We know you have a great passion for music. That's probably why you're listening to Mix 94.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, remember when, like, social media used to be just about having some fun with your friends and your family and it wasn't this big controversial place where everyone was spreading fake news and all the rubbish?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah.
We found something on Twitter that was just meant to be a bit of fun, so we thought, let's just have some fun with it.
Okay.
That's pretty different,
okay,
right?
Let's have some fun.
Someone has gone on Twitter, and I've seen these go around a couple of times, but someone has gone on and said, hey, whatever song was number one in the world when you were 14. Is the song that defines your life.
Oh, dear.
Okay, because, of course, that reminds me of the quote from Aristotle, which is something like, show me the child at 7 and I'll show you the man.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That thing. So you come up with the song that was number one when you were 14, that will define your life.
And it's a bit of a twist on, there was a sort of thing in radio research for music for a long time, was saying that at 16, that was the music that defined your era of music that you love the most. And you quite often love that for the rest of your life. But this is a sort of play on that. But this is sort of more of a funny tweak on it.
It's really
a Twitter tweak. It is.
It's a bit stupid.
Okay, so the song that was number one when you were 14, what do we got? Matt, you got one?
Okay, well, 1984, I love the 80s. I love Blue Light Thursday. I love everything about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this song, Thompson.
Oh, there you go. Great song.
Hold Me Now.
What a great song.
Does that tap into your insecurities for defining your life? Hold me, stay with me.
Well, yes. I hadn't thought about that because I am very needy.
You are a bit needy. So you admit to it.
But also, I think what it taught me, because the Thompson twins, right? Three people, one black guy, one white guy, one lady.
Yeah, Kiwi,
And it made me, a Kiwi at she that. Was, yep. And it made me realise Thompson twins, that's just a label.
And we're three of them.
Yeah. So, yeah, it did define me.
I just wanted hair like Tom Bailey. It was great hair.
And, I'm really needy.
I feel like mine's really defined my life.
Go on.
Really? The number one song when I was 14, 1994.
Okay.
This one. I'll make love to you. Yeah, I will. I'll make love to you if you want me to.
Oh, dear.
All the days.
Did you not say that? That's disturbing. My little sister say it.
Good on you, good sport.
Who's that by?
Boys to Men.
Oh,
Boys with a Z.
Okay.
Boys with a Z. Well, Boys to Men. It was on number one for about 16 weeks, too.
I'm hoping all this happened after they'd become men.
Well, yeah. They were young love makers.
Yeah.
All right.
Clancy.
Okay, the number one song when I was 14 was this. Self-explanatory.
Marsh is taking wickets.
Oh.
Hey! Cricket fans. Thanks to Kerry Packer.
Come on, Aussie, come on, come on.
Our patriotic Clancy.
Well, it just happened to be falling when I was 14, and it was huge.
Has it defined you?
Well, Dennis Lilly is 70 tomorrow. How bizarre is that,
wow,
man? How bizarre is that?
Oh, look, we want to find out if your song defines your life.
Yeah.
So give us a call, 133353. Just tell us your birth year. Our producers will find the song for you. You don't have to do anything. You just have to call us.
Should we put Captain Paul's on hold?
Let's do that.
I reckon we should. We've got Captain Paul coming up.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
But we found out on Twitter from this completely random person that apparently whatever song was most popular, number one, when you were 14, is the song that defines
you
your
as a
life.
Person. What was Captain Paul's?
Captain's song right here. Have a listen to this. Oh, yeah, we'll meet again someday. Yeah. I don't know when.
That does sort of sound like him at 6 in the morning.
He's the real Captain Paul one from when he was 14.
Oh,
this piece of music, I know this.
Is that a Walk in the Black Forest?
Summer's theme. Oh, there you go, Paulie. Beautiful.
Wow. They played that on all the FM stations.
They certainly did.
Yeah, and that was Paul on keyboards.
don't ring now. That's not our Mixed Stars song. Oh, God.
Cash Tracks.
Yeah.
Look, we want to know what the song was when you were 14, the song that's defined your life. Jim's given us a call from Craigie. Jim, you gave your date of birth to our producers, and your song was...
I Feel Fine.
Here it is.
Little bit apparently.
Of... Oh, okay, here it is.
Oh, same way. Hey, you got balls.
Paul, stop it.
Yeah.
Apparently it is, but even though I'm fitted with a catheter awaiting prostate surgery.
Oh, buddy. Well, hopefully after the surgery you will feel fine.
Yeah, I will, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good luck. You feel fine, just like that.
Yeah, I feel fine, yeah.
Good on you, Jim.
I think about that movie that we went and saw yesterday when I hear those fresh Beatles tracks. Unreal.
It was cute.
G'day, Mike.
How you going?
Yeah, Mike at Waikiki. Okay, mate, can you tell us when you were 14, what was the number one song?
Number one song was Leo Sayer, You Make Me Feel Like Dancing.
Oh, my.
That high-pitched voice.
Yeah.
Mike, do people make you feel like dancing? Is this your sort of inner monologue when you're walking down the street?
Well, I'm kind of in two minds of it. I mean, strangely enough, I got into actual dancing about 3 or 4 years ago and absolutely loved it and thought, I never would have thought about it, but now you go back to that song and you go, oh, kind of works.
Yeah. There you go.
Mike, were you inspired to get the man perm after seeing Leo
Sayer? I actually did have one, yes.
Well done.
And I had an absolutely awesome mullet up until when I was about 35. So,
well done.
Were lots of men actually getting perms then? Was that a thing?
I believe
it was,
so.
Yeah. Getting perms and tips.
Oh, the tips I remember very well.
Oh, I'm just trying to think. All that men sitting under all of those big, you know, those things
foils.
They put over there.
Yeah.
Right. Thanks,
and
Mike.
Then, I reckon I was born in about 3 years too late because I thought mine would have been Highway to Hell, I reckon.
Oh, you reckon?
Excellent.
Has that sort of summed up your life, mate?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Good on you, Mike. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Nicole. Bye.
It's all a bit of fun.
We're all on the highway to hell because no one can merge.
I think that, and the way we do roundabouts as well.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.